to play America, and he said, you guys have no chance. Opens now.
Hey, thanks for that. What's going on? It's Kilo.
Hey, darling. It's Lizzie. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Lizzie? What are you doing? I thought, where's your people? Don't you have people that say, hi, this is Dave, and I have Lizzie on the phone?
You know what? It's sometimes, and then, but usually those are just the ones in my head that come right before. And No. Good to hear from you, man. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. So much. Appreciate your time so much coming on. And I didn't know. I thought, no, if I was being April Fool or not. I was expecting... like someone to go, yeah, this is Lizzie. And it's like, yeah, no, it's
that,
not.
You know what? If we were more clever with that, you know what? The funny thing is, it's actually my little brother's birthday today.
Is it really?
My drummer. Yeah. And the funny thing is that, like, I always equate April Fool's Day with his birthday. So I always forget about it. So people prank me all the time, like, what? You're pregnant? Oh, no way. And they're like, no, it's April Fool's Day. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm easily tricked.
That was going to be one of my questions. What's the most you've ever been burned? Ever get really suckered? I made my wife cry a few years ago when I called and told her our dog got loose and I couldn't find him, and she started crying.
Oh,
and I stopped after that because I felt so bad.
Well, the funny weird backstory relating to my brother's birth, because he was a month premature, so they weren't necessarily planning on being at the hospital on April Fool's Day. But my mom, you know, was very pregnant, and she basically called into my dad's work and played an April Fool's Day prank on him saying, hey, my water broke. And so my dad came home all ready to go. They got like, you know, a mile to the hospital, and she turns to him and she says, hey, hon, April Fool's, like, my water didn't break. So she went back home. Dad went back to work. And then, a couple hours later, her water broke. We're like, oh, he's actually coming on April Fool's Day. So my brother was the biggest joke.
Are you kidding me? Dude, that is literally a plot from some kind of a TV sitcom.
I swear. Like, we've said that for, like, years. Like, that needs to be, like, some beginning to a movie or something.
Right? Dude, that's great. She jinxed herself.
Pretty much.
Jinxed. Yeah. Well, cool. We're going to be on live here in about 3 minutes after Back from the Dead. And then I talked to Ad-Rock a little bit. I don't know if we can talk about the new song yet. Is that?
we can talk about whatever you need to be. If we have a, I mean, we're writing for a new album. We don't necessarily have a.
Well, I heard you have a song with one of the bands you're touring with.
Oh, yes. I'm not quite sure if actually I'm able to talk about that yet, but I can talk about our collaboration and the fact
okay.
that we're doing stuff.
All right, all right.
Yourself.
Yeah, because we got you guys April, sure. August 13th. You guys are being here in Colorado at Fiddlers.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be so much fun. I love Colorado Springs, so.
Right, yeah, it's been,
you
I remember.
You guys are nuts over there.
We have a good time. We have a very good rock community, Lizzie.
Oh, and we feel it every time, seriously.
No, you got love. And the last time you helped us out, there was some girl that donated all her money to, we were doing a food drive, and then you hooked her up with tickets to a show here in town. That was so cool.
Oh, absolutely, man. That little girl was inspiring that day to all of us rockers who were complaining about being in the middle of a tour. I'm like, hey, you know what this little girl did? Changed everyone's day.
Right? No, plus, I mean, dude, that kid is a fan forever of rock music, first of all, and then more so of Lizzie Hale and Hailstorm, you know?
Oh, you know, you do what you can.
No, that's great. That's what we do here at the radio station, just like connect with people, man. No one connects with anyone anymore, you know?
Exactly. And that's, and it's still the pure in its purest form, which we all appreciate.
Right.
That, you know,
let's see here. I also want to, I'm fascinated by this. So you put those videos out on New Year's, the little Hailstorm, concert, you know, promo thing. That was great. It was cute. It was adorable, Lizzie. And then, but the video of you playing guitar and your brother going upside down with the drum kit. I want to talk about that drum kit. Can we do that too?
Oh yeah. No problem. We still have pieces of it.
Do you really?
Yeah. We hoard everything.
Oh, you got to bring that back out on tour. That was just so cool. Cause I assume that was right on the same time when Tommy Lee was doing his rail kit, right?
Yeah. Something like that. It was a little after that, like we had seen somebody else kind of do it like a half-ass attempt at it. And thankfully my dad was crazy enough to be like, you know what? I think we could build one of those. Like, really? So, yeah.
No, I saw that. I've watched that video, just that part of it, just trying to figure out how it works for so much. So I want the rest of that story too. All right.
Oh, anytime, darling.
Cool. We'll have about 10 minutes live. I told you we got about 15 minutes. So, I'll get you out of here by 9:15. All right.
No worries, darling. I'm here for you.
What else? And then, we got touch base. I just saw the word on Friday that you're going to do Those 4 days with Skid Row, that's pretty fun.
I know, dude. That's dream come true. Crazy full circle shit, man. It's amazing.
Right? No, I mean, because I mean, that was a wicked cover, that Slave to the Grind, which is, that Monkey Business is a very underrated album. And then when you tear that up, I was like, that's so cool. And then know you're going to be doing that song live for a couple nights. That's awesome for you.
I know, man. I'm like nervous, but I'm so excited. I'm like not going to be the same after this experience.
Nervous. Yeah. Do you still really get nervous?
You know, a little bit. It's more of a beautiful panic. It's like, okay, I know I've done everything I possibly could to prepare. Now let's just go execute.
Lizzie, you just came up with a great album title, Beautiful Panic.
Right? There it is.
Beautiful Panic. That's awesome. All right, we got 15 seconds, girl. Hold on. 94.3 Keto, Back from the Dead is Hailstorm, and I thought we were going to get April Fool today and have quote-unquote Lizzie Hale call, say, is this Lizzie Hale? Yeah. Good morning. It's me, Lizzie. Yeah,
good morning. This and is it's my morning voice.
Yeah, right. I just woke up, Ross. Stop making fun of me. I don't start getting myself together till about noon. But you're real. You're real life. Lizzie Hale joining the Rock Lines.
It's real. It's the only one. Thank God.
Well, thank you for your time. How is everything? You're like living the life, aren't you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm in a beautiful spot. We're writing a new album and just living in the moment, man. Life is good. And, you know, to have I'm lucky enough to still be doing what I love, having people like you care about even talking to me on the radio.
Oh, come on.
And you know, just doing what I love with the people I love. It's really great.
No, you're one of the hardest where we always see Dave Grohl, Corey Taylor, Manny James Keenan, and Lizzie Hale. You guys are always doing something.
Yeah, we got idle hands, you know, Russ.
I guess. So the tour comes our way here, not for a while, till August 13th at Fiddler's. A new song we're going to talk about a little bit. And then Friday we got word, though, kind of a dream come true. I assume for you as a kid, you had to have been a Skid Row fan because your covers album, you threw down a mean cover of Skid Row. And it looks like you are going to be doing four nights with the band after they parted ways with their current lead singer. That is so cool.
It's crazy. I mean, look, you know, we all loved Eric and thought he was the perfect fit for all those boys. And so it's sad to see him leave, but this is such a crazy thing. So I've known Rachel Bolan and Snake for probably about a decade now, like closely. And this kind of came about at our producer's birthday party. He had a birthday party last year. And Rachel asked me, he's like, hey, would you ever consider like singing with us? And I'm like, oh, like, you know, what, like with Hailstorm and Skid Row? Like, yeah, that'd be right. He's like, no, like with us, like as a band, like be our front person for some gigs. I'm like, dude, I would love to. And then literally like a couple months later out of the blue, he's like, hey, were you serious about that? Like, because we might need you soon. And so it started out as this like, oh, I'm helping out a buddy. And now, and like ever since we announced it, it's become so much bigger than that. There's these people that I'm hearing, you know, back from when I was growing up in PA, like the men that introduced me to Skid Row and got me into rock music. And it's like making their worlds collide because they knew me as a kid and kind of helped raise me in the right way to listen to rock music and who was great and all of that. And so in this weird full circle moment of me now being the stand-in front person for this band, I mean, this is like my 13-year-old self meeting now my 40-year-old self and being like, no, you like have always been like ready for this. So I don't know. It's on a personal level so big. And then everyone that I've heard around me that has been talking about it, it's so monumentous for them. So it's an event, you know, it's something that came so organically, you know, and then now is something kind of beautiful that everyone gets to look forward to.
It's kind of like the Ripper Owens story all over again. Maybe Mark Wahlberg will play you in the movie.
Right? a girl can only dream.
Right? Oh, yeah. Dreams come true, Lizzie. Dreams come true. We mentioned when we heard the news on Friday, I don't think it's ever happened before where a replacement lead singer makes the band better. But it's like,
oh my goodness,
it truly first time. It's a record. Congratulations.
Well, thank you for your trust. Well, you know, wait till after the first show to like give me that kind of praise. But, you know, I'm going to do my very best.
As long as you don't blow it, we'll certify it if you don't screw up on the first night. All right.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. We don't have a whole lot of time. At least we got about five more minutes. So something that's been haunting me since you posted the videos on New Year's, you put a great little promotional video you guys made. It was Feel the Storm, the Hailstorm, which is great. And then you guys as kids, how old were you in that video? Like I was going to say like 16.
Probably at the time, I think I was about 14 or 15.
Wow, yeah, just a
kid. Because we had just started the band, and the goal. So for those of you who haven't watched the video, I'll post it again over and over again through the years because I can't believe that somebody actually got it on VHS tape. We were laughable at that time. But when we were kids, all we wanted to do was get on the front page of the local paper. So we were trying to figure out ways to do that. And instead of us being like, oh, duh, being kids is probably cute enough, like we wanted to do something outrageous. So my little brother, you know, in the influence of Tommy Lee and also the band The Newsboys back in the days on Christian 90s radio, he saw a video of them doing this rotating upside down drum kit. And thankfully, my dad was crazy enough to be like, hey, actually, I got like an old tractor axle and some like steel beams. Like, we could actually put it together. So we did. And it was all manually. We basically like strapped him in with old Ford seatbelts and let him fly. But the goal was accomplished. We ended up getting on the front page of the local paper. So that was like a win.
Wow. So the upside down drum kit landed your dream of the front page. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, you never run out of dreams, Ross.
So I assume that,
add them to the list.
Cause this, if you don't know Hailstorm, very much a family thing. So your dad was back there cranking some kind of a pivot.
Yeah. Basically we balanced it out so that my dad's quite handy, actually, third shift mechanic, they're all crazy, you know? And so you could let it, it's just basically hand spun. And so it was funny because it was usually either my dad or my mom in the back. And I always used to say to little bro, I'm like, hey, don't get mom or dad upset before you got to get in the torture kit today, because it might be a little faster than it was yesterday.
Wow. Did it work right the first time, or was there a trial and error thing to it?
We ended up, so I grew up on a 20 acre farm. So we ended up kind of strapping like some like feed bags and stuff to it to kind of like get the weight.
But RJ simulated RJ, a seed sack.
RJ, replaced RJ with a seed sack to make sure he wouldn't hit his head. Looking back, I do tease my parents about that. I'm like, isn't like the first rule, don't shake the baby. I mean, like we really could have hurt him. But you know, hey, it worked. And here we are,
right? Who got on the front page of the paper with a having to rob a 20, bank? Good for you.
So the funny thing about it being August 13th, so that is that we're playing with I Prevail that month is actually, so on August 9th was our first show in 97. So yeah, it'd be like what, 27 years ish or something like that this year. So August is our anniversary. So yeah, coming full circle to Colorado Springs.
That's great, man. That's just a great story. I'm so glad I got a chance to ask you that one because it's been haunting me since you posted it. And then also, how long before you graduated from the keytar to an actual guitar?
Oh, very shortly after that, because we had shortly after that video that you can see us all just kind of, it's my dad on bass and my brother on drums, just a trio. Shortly after that, we took on this, a 16-year-old kid to play guitar with us. And he like changed our whole sound. He was only in the band for about 8 months because his mom was like not having it. So when he left the band, I was distraught. I'm like, we just changed our whole sound in 8 months. We need guitar. Somebody has to learn. So it was only me at that point that could like actually try to figure out how to do it. So I'm like, okay, we got gigs on Friday. How do I learn how to play the guitar like right now? So it kind of forced me into it. So shortly after that, I'd started making noise, you know, through amps and six strings there.
And the rest, as they say, is history. So you mentioned, you said you guys still have RJ's upside down kit. Do you still have your old guitar laying around somewhere?
I actually do have nice. My own guitar, and I've been threatening. I'm not even joking. I was talking to the boys yesterday, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm looking at this guitar right
now. Break it out.
We could just do it anywhere.
Break it out.
Let's
Come
go.
On.
I miss the misery. Let's go.
You could bring it back. You could be the girl who brings back the guitar. The single-handedly brings back the guitar. Lizzie Hale.
And if that's all I'm remembered for, Ross, it was all worth it.
All right. Hey, I know we're almost out of time here. You may or may not be recording a song with one of the bands you're touring with that we're going to see on August 13th. We'll have that song hopefully by the tour dates. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We've been so excited to do this tour with I Prevail. This is so much more than just us deciding to like, you know, do both of our shows in the same night. It's so much more than that. We're collaborating, we're writing together. We're going to have so many surprises for everyone and lots of opportunities for everyone to spend some time with us and all the meet and greets and everything. So make sure you come and check it out. Feel the camaraderie, you know?
Feel the hail. Feel the storm.
Yeah. What are we saying? It's either I for hail or I for hail storm. One of those.
Dude, that's a merchandising genius right there.
I mean, you know, it's staring you right in the face.
Awesome. Hey, Lizzie.
Come on, bootleggers, let's go.
Keep on keeping on. And look forward to seeing you here in not that far out, a few months away. We'll see you then.
I know it's we're going to blink and it's going to be here, Rod. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time for me, and thank you to everybody out here in Colorado Springs. We'll see you soon, and I'll see you in person soon, Rod.
Sounds great. Say happy birthday to RJ. He's April 1st, baby, if you didn't know. That's cool.
I will.
All right, Lizzie. Thanks. Keep on kicking ass.
All right. Bye, Ross. Thanks.
There you go. Real life Lizzie Hale. I didn't know if that was going to be real or not, but it was nice. Stay tuned. We'll have tickets and more as soon as we get our hands on.